From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. At least 8 people were killed Tuesday, and more than a dozen others were injured when a man drove a rented truck onto a busy bike path in New York City. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo called it a lone wolf attack and said there was no evidence to suggest it was part of a wider plot. He noted residents would see a greater police presence.
You'll see them in the airports. You'll see them in the tunnels. It's not because there's any evidence of any ongoing threat or any additional threat. It is just out of vigilance and out of caution.
Loba Linda Andres was present during the incident and recounts her experience.
I was standing, waiting for the go light to cross. And then I heard
him coming,
the gunshot. It's so loud. It was loud. And then the people, one guy, I heard, it's a gunshot. So the people started running.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio said authorities will get down to the bottom of what happened. And New York Police Commissioner James O'Neill said the man exited the vehicle brandishing 2 handguns. A paintball gun and a pellet gun were later found at the scene. The suspect was shot in the abdomen by police and then taken into custody. Police said the driver shouted Allahu Akbar, Arabic for God is great, when he got out of the truck. O'Neill was asked about whether the suspect shouted the phrase, and he said,
"Yeah, he did. He did make a statement when he exited the vehicle. And if you just look at the MO of the attack, that's consistent with what's been going on. So that along with the statement, has enabled us to label this a terrorist event."
The driver was being treated at a local hospital. His condition is not disclosed. This is VOA News.